The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Breaking news, Chief Quinlan, the police chief of Columbus, is out the door. Immediately, instantly, that means now, today, right now, he is gone, fired by Mayor Ginther. Mayor Ginther released this statement. It has become clear to me that Chief Quinlan could not successfully implement the reform and change I expect and that the community demands. Listen to this. Columbus residents have lost faith in him and in the division's ability to change on its own. Well, one of the reasons why the community has lost faith in the police department is because Mayor Ginther was constantly throwing him under the bus, constantly criticizing his own police department. Because of his mandates about dealing with the riots, he, his office, put the Columbus police in an absolutely unwinnable situation. They could not win. And then when they didn't win, Ginther says, "See, I told you." Oh, my goodness. I don't live in Columbus, so it's not my fight, I guess. But I have been in Central Ohio now for 45 years, a little more than 45 years. I've seen a lot of mayors in Columbus come and go. And in my humble, non-professional opinion, Mayor Ginther has got to go down as one of the worst mayors in Columbus history. Wow. All right, and I'll leave it at that. I'm reading from the news release from Ginther's office. Deputy Chief Mike Woods has agreed to serve as interim chief while we begin our national search for a permanent chief. The search firm Ralph Anderson Associates will again assist the city in identifying a permanent police chief on an expedited time frame. No, I'm not going to say that either. I won't say that either. I guess this is good news. The headline: 200 House Republicans declare unified opposition to tax-funded abortion. A coalition of 200 House Republicans Tuesday signed a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other congressional leaders declaring they won't support any budget bill that allows for taxpayer funding of abortion. Of course, the big deal here is the Hyde Amendment. And I had forgotten some of the things about the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment forbids federal dollars from going to pay for abortions. Now, there are ways around that. At one time, Planned Parenthood was getting $500 million a year. That's a cool $500 million a year. Yeah, Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the United States, was getting $500 million a year in spite of the fact of the Hyde Amendment. Now, how did the nation's largest abortion provider get $500 million a year when it is illegal for federal dollars to go to abortions. Bookkeeping. Yeah, bookkeeping. They just slid the money to other purposes. Like, women's health, like providing mammograms. Oh, wait, I forgot. There is not a single mammogram facility in a single Planned Parenthood facility in America. Oh, they have the money. They certainly could have bought mammogram machines. But, oh, no. It was bookkeeping. So they said, oh, not one penny of the federal dollars actually go to abortion. It went to women's health and other initiatives and, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I had forgotten this. The Hyde Amendment must be reauthorized annually. And I'm trying to think how far back it went. It goes back to the days of Carter. The Hyde Amendment goes back to the days of Carter, which means Jimmy Carter voted for it and supported it. Bill Clinton voted for it and supported it. Barack Obama voted for it and supported it. George W. Bush voted for it and supported it. Donald Trump voted for it and supported it because he has to be reauthorized every year. And now we have Joe Biden. And he has indicated he might not support it. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are in the back pocket of Planned Parenthood. So, anyway, 200 House Republicans have signed a letter saying, no, we're not going to support it. And then listen to this quote. This is from the letter that the Republicans sent to Nancy Pelosi. As recent as June 2019, former Vice President Joe Biden supported the Hyde Amendment and acknowledged that it works harmoniously with federal funding for women's health care. So Joe Biden, in the past, supported the Hyde Amendment. But, of course, Joe Biden in the past said any president who issues a whole bunch of executive orders is acting like a dictator. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The letter goes on. Years of public polling indicates that repealing the Hyde Amendment is opposed by most of the American public. Congressional Democrats now seek to further erode public trust in government by ignoring mainstream public opinion in favor of placating the radical left. And I think the latest polls are, I could be wrong on this, I read it a couple of days ago, but I think it's like 60% of Americans oppose taxpayer supporting of abortion. Even people who support abortion do not want their tax dollars going for abortion. So the Hyde Amendment, around since the Jimmy Carter days, supported by every president, could be in danger. We're just beginning to see how radical this administration is going to be and how hard Joe Biden is working to placate the far, far, far left. So this should be decided probably within the next few weeks, whether the Hyde Amendment will survive or not. Again, supported by every president since Jimmy Carter, but in question with Joe Biden. We've said this before. Joe Biden will be the most radical pro-abortion president in American history. Now, think about this. We have now gone from the most pro-life president in American history to the most pro-abortion president in American history. Think about that. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Did you hear what the New York Attorney General has discovered concerning the reporting of COVID deaths in nursing homes? Yeah, it is more than shocking.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. I love my audience. I do. I love the folks who agree with me. I love the people who disagree with me. I love the people who entertain me, whether they intend to or not. And I don't know whether this individual is still listening or not. And I do not mean to offend. Seriously, I don't mean to offend, but I found this entertaining. I played a quote for you from Joe Biden back in October, indicating that a president that tries to rule by executive order is a dictator. Got to have consensus. This is a democracy. You can't just rule by executive order unless you're a dictator. And so in his first week, he issues more executive orders than the last five presidents together. More than five previous presidents together in his first week. So I get this from one of our listeners. Biden was getting rid of the bad orders, but done by Trump. Nothing wrong with it. Those orders by Trump were done to spite Obama, and none were conducive to the betterment of the U.S. I'm sorry. So Trump is bad because he issued executive orders to spite Obama. But Biden is not bad when he issues executive orders to spite Trump. I'm sorry. Thus is American politics. And hey, listen, we all do it. We all do it when somebody agrees with our point of view. We think of them in one way if they do something that disagrees with our political view. But obviously, well, the comment, Biden was getting rid of the bad orders done by Trump. In other words, Biden is spiting Trump. But there's nothing wrong with it. Because Trump's orders were done to spite Obama. So, yeah, and for all of us, sometimes it's hard to be objective. It is for all of us, and I'm admitting that sometimes it's hard to be objective. I think it was either last night or this morning. Someone posted on my Bob Burney Live Facebook page. I have a personal Facebook page, then I have the Bob Burney Live Facebook page, and. Someone posted on my Facebook page, and this is not verbatim, but basically said, you listen too much to mainstream media, because I posted the article that I discussed with you yesterday about how half American Protestant pastors hear their congregation passing on a lot of conspiracy theories. And I said, folks, we got to be careful with these conspiracies. And I focused on the wild, crazy, bizarre ones like 9/11, Sandy Hook, I used as an illustration the far, 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 way out conspiracies. And I said, we got to be characterized by truth. And so I posted that article. Well, it ticked off somebody. And this individual assumed that I was listening to mainstream media. So I responded. I don't always respond on the Facebook page because I don't want to get into debates and arguments. And I do a talk show, not an advice column. You know, if you want to talk, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. But I did respond and said, well, just FYI, I never consult mainstream media. And I don't. I never consult mainstream media. I can't remember the last time I listened to NBC, CBS, ABC. Never. I don't look at their websites. I don't look at CNN anymore. I don't watch their TV. I don't access their website any longer because they were so biased and just corrupt. So anyway, I responded and said, well, just for your information, I check probably a dozen or more websites, news sites every single day, but none of them are mainstream media. So then I said, and I meant it kindly, I said, could you provide some illustrations of things that I have said on the air that I have gotten from mainstream media? Could you give me some illustrations of that? Well, a few minutes later, I get a response. Well, I don't really listen to your program. What? Bob, you've been listening to too much mainstream media. I can tell on your program. Well, can you give me some illustrations? Well, I don't really listen to your program very much. Okay. Like I said, it's entertaining. And I seriously, I love my audience. Of course, I appreciate the people who agree with me. I appreciate the people who don't. And I'm not making fun. I'm just, sometimes I'm entertained. It's a whole lot better than getting angry or having your feelings hurt. Got over that a long time ago. If you get your feelings hurt easily, do not ever have a talk show. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. All right. Shocking news coming out of New York. I'll have that for you when we return.